This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Reference price increase proposal criticized. Senators seek mandatory conservation funding and FERC transmission rule. House Ag Dems reschedule Stabenow huddle. The partisan jockeying on the farm bill does continue. House Ag Democrats have rescheduled a meeting with Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow for tomorrow. The meeting was postponed from last week when the House canceled votes. In the meantime, Republicans of the House Ag are expected to release key details about the Farm Bill's commodity title later this week. Groups that are traditionally critical of farm programs are already attacking the plan to raise price loss coverage reference prices. The section-by-section summary released on Friday says the reference price would increase by 10 to 20% depending on the commodity. Commodity groups were briefed last week on the individual rates, but those numbers have not been released. The proposed changes to reference prices would cause inflationary market distortions, and most of the benefits would flow to financially secure businesses, David Ditch of the Heritage Foundation says in one of several statements by groups critical of the GOP plan. With the national debt now roughly at $265,000 for every household of the country, Congress should be looking for ways to save tax dollars rather than making handouts more generous. Scott Faber of the Environmental Working Group, which has long maintained a database of farm program payments, says that raising reference prices, quote, will benefit the largest, most successful farmers growing a handful of crops. House Ag Republicans argue that the increases are needed to bring the reference price up to date and that they are being adjusted based on relative input costs. PLC triggers payments to farmers for years in which the average market price for a commodity is below the reference price. Senators want mandatory conservation funding in the Farm Bill. 26 Senate Democrats are calling on the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee to provide full mandatory funding for Farm Bill conservation programs, as well as $1.2 billion for Natural Resources Conservation Service conservation operations. The lawmakers, led by Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado and Chris Coons of Delaware, say the additional funding would help bolster staffing and resources at NRCS to support the delivery of a number of conservation programs. The practices utilized in these programs, they say, are, quote, some of the most important options currently available for large-scale emission reductions and also removal and storage of carbon dioxide at scale. It is critical that NRCS offices are well-staffed to best serve our country's producers and foresters so that we may better mitigate and adapt to climate change, they write. Take note, 84 agriculture and environmental groups sent a letter with the same funding request in March. Among those, the National Association of Conservation Districts, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, USA Rice, National Wildlife Federation, and the Soil and Water Conservation Society. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FERC adopts new transmission rule. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission voted yesterday to adopt a new rule requiring providers of electrical transmission lines to conduct long-term planning to meet future power needs. The 2-1 vote, with two Democratic commissioners in favor and the lone Republican opposed, requires transmission operators to conduct and periodically update long-term transmission planning over a 20-year time horizon, and provides for cost-effective expansion of transmission that is being replaced when needed, known as right-sizing transmission facilities, FERC said. Democrats on Capitol Hill and a wide range of conservation groups applauded the action. Republicans weren't happy with it. Senator John Barrasso, the Republican of Wyoming and ranking member of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said the rule, quote, will force customers, often in rural areas, to pay for new transmission lines even when those lines don't provide any meaningful benefit to them. FERC said in a press release the rule, quote, expressly provides for the state's pivotal role throughout the process of planning, selecting, and determining how to pay for transmission lines. And Maryland State Delegate Lorig Charkodian, member of the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators, said the new rule, quote, closes the transmission planning gap and will help to meet the energy needs of our constituents more effectively, affordably, and sustainably. Two ex-Kim China execs being probed by anti-corruption agency. Two former Kim China executives are under investigation by China's Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, the top anti-corruption body in the country. Published reports quoted the CCDI as saying Ren Jianzhen, who left the China National Chemical Corporation in 2018, was suspected of, quote, serious violations of discipline and law. In addition, Jianzhen and former assistant Yang Xinqian, who was general manager of Kim China, is also under investigation. Kim China bought Syngenta in 2018 for $43 billion. Syngenta recently backed out of a planned initial public offering on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. Study. Organic farming methods create more adaptations in plant genetics. Organic farming can lead to greater adaptations and resiliency in plants over conventional methods, that according to a recent University of Bonn study. Over the last 23 years, researchers carried out a long-term study that analyzed the genetic makeup of barley in two neighboring fields with differing farming methods. The field with organic farming methods, including no pesticides and fertilizing soil with manure from stables, became more genetically different than the conventional crop. Researchers found in genetic tests that the organically farmed barley developed gene variants that were less sensitive to a lack of water or nutrient deficits. Environmental conditions tend to fluctuate more in organic farming, which could cause greater genetic variety and allow plants to better adapt to climate change and other changes in conditions, according to the study published in Agronomy for Sustainable Development. Take note, the organic industry will be in Washington and on the Hill this week for the Organic Trade Association's Organic Week. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is scheduled to address stakeholders tomorrow and discuss USDA plans to ensure the organic marketplace can grow and how organics are included in climate-smart initiatives. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 14th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.